The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom, freedom, and the soul of the USA.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this March the 30th, and it is Tuesday. And if it is Tuesday, it means we are going to spend a couple of hours with none other than Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. For me, it is a marathon because it means a three-hour show. However, I can deal with the pressure. My great pleasure to welcome Bob Chapman for the next 2 hours. How are you doing, Bob?
And my great pleasure to be on with you again.
Yes.
And I am doing fine today.
Well, that's good to hear. We can cover a lot of subjects when Stadtmuller's away. Which usually means it's going to involve minors. But we'll leave that for later. Did you get the email I sent you today?
Yes, I was cognizant of those goings-on and the fact that Andrew Maguire had said what he said about J.P. Morgan Chase rigging the silver market. And people at the CFTC were crestfallen that someone had come out and say that they, who was a professional trader on the LBMA in London, and that he was there, he saw the whole thing go on and explained how.
Yes.
And
we got to take a break here, Bob.
Okay.
And we'll continue after this short timeout.
At As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from International Forecaster, Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Tuesday. Just to bring the people listening up to speed, the email I sent Bob was an audio of Andrew Maguire's first interview that he gave to Eric King on Saturday, and also joining in the discussion was Adrian Douglas from GATA, who Andrew Maguire first contacted to blow the whistle about the events unfolding in London with JPM Morgan traders, who were boasting about the fact that they were going to slam the silver market on February the 5th. And he subsequently notified the CFTC and the Securities and Exchange Commission on the 3rd of February, 2 days before the event happened. He told them exactly what was going to happen. Now, obviously, this interview took place hours before an attempted assassination on his life was done. As some of you may know who follow eaglesup.com, late Saturday afternoon we got reports that Andrew Maguire and his wife were involved in a hit-and-run accident. And so Coming up on the flip side, just a promo for the show, we will play you the entire interview on the flip side. But, Bob, the thing that blew my mind most about the interview, because I spent a good part of the weekend and a good part of the early hours of Monday morning searching every major mainstream publication to see if there was one mention of the story. And the only so-called mainstream publication that had a report was the New York Post. It wasn't in anything in the London Times, the Guardian, the International Herald, the Independent, a Daily Mirror, and as we learned through the interview, Bill Murphy was scheduled for numerous interviews about, obviously, the CFTC hearings that were all mysteriously cancelled after the whistleblower bombshell was dropped.
Would you like me to comment?
Yes.
So what else would you expect?
No,
you're dealing with a criminal enterprise, people. American citizens, foreign citizens, all of you who are listening. This is a criminal enterprise. They control your governments. They do what they want to do. They control the media in totality, with the exception of stations like this, shortwave, satellite, internet. They don't control that, and we've been killing them. We are killing them. But getting back to the subject, nothing is going to happen because they are criminals. They've been bringing the gold market illegally since 1967. It became legal when Ronald Reagan, in the beginning stages of Alzheimerism, signed the executive order for the working group and financial markets, ostensibly to stop runs on the market like they saw on October the 19th, 1987. And what these people at Treasury and Fed have done, along with the SEC and the CFTC, has rigged every market in the world ever since then. 24 hours a day. There has not been a free market since. They do what they want to do. Now, the only way you can stop this is what we're doing on the radio and through the internet and through my publication and others, although most of them won't take the stand that I do because most of them are gutless. And you've got to throw almost everybody out of Congress, the House, and those who are running for the Senate. You've got to take over your local, town, city, county, and state governments, go to state sovereignty, and form state banks to go around the control of the Federal Reserve. We're going to have to wait to see when the appropriations bill comes out of the Senate, whether it still has 1207 in there, which is the bill to audit the Fed. Chances are it won't be there. Because the Fed is the key to this whole thing. They control the money power, the ability to create money, with the American taxpayer responsible to bail out anybody they want, anytime they want. They are front-running every trade. They get inside information that's all over with their friends in Wall Street. They have a license to steal. And the SEC is an integral functioning part of it, as is the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, which is the CFTC. And is it any wonder I don't live in the United States anymore?
Yes. Well, it's
and I'll tell you, 2 weeks ago, I was told by a 38-year employee of the State Department not to come back into the country. She didn't say what they would do, but the message is quite clear. And the only reason I think she did that is that Peter Galbraith, who was formerly her boss in the State Department, worked with me in counterintelligence, and we were roommates in Germany when we were spying on the Russians. Otherwise, I would have never got the heads up. That's the kind of world we live in. And I'm going to tell you something, ain't nothing going to happen until we take them down. And then we'll take them out and try them and hang them for treason.
Well, based on the information that Andrew Maguire passed on to the CFTC and the Securities and Exchange Commission, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I would say that it's blatant fraud.
Of course it is. It's restrictive trade. It's in violation of all the antitrust act. Sherman and the other one, I can't remember. I'm getting too old to remember everything. But the point is this. They're not going to do anything. There's no one to force them to do anything. Murphy and I have been the lone criers in the wilderness, me, for 50 years.
I mean, the
in
thing
fact, that... I was instrumental in shoving both Ed Griffin and Eustace Mullins into writing their books about the Fed. In fact, when Mullins' book came out, I bought 6,000 copies and sent them to all my clients free. So I've been at this a long time, and I know what to expect from these people. And as you saw, it was a kangaroo ongoing at their hearing.
Oh, completely.
Murphy gets shut off on the video. They had a problem. Give me a break, will you? They're criminals. You've got to understand you're dealing with criminals. These people should all be in jail and never get out. And all their wealth should be confiscated. And there's thousands of them. I worked on Wall Street for 28 years. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no,
and because I was only one, they tolerated me.
Yes. I can understand why they're suppressing the story, because obviously it completely obliterates any concept of restoring confidence to the small investor trying to obviously give the perception of a level playing field in the financial markets. There's never been a level playing field, and there never will be a level playing field, but address this bigger issue that Andrew McGee brought up. Maguire. Why do I always call him McGee?
Because you think he's Irish, and he is.
where they talk about the fact that for every $1 of gold out there, there's 100 ounces of paper gold.
Short.
Absolutely.
Look, those of you who are listening, you've got to understand, number one, they can't keep it up indefinitely. Number two, you have no place else to go with your assets. So you got to buy gold and silver, coins and shares in bullion. You don't, that is the bottom line. I've known this for years, but I still do what I tell you to do. Because there's no place else to go. They are going to take the stock market down. They are going to devalue the dollar and all the other currencies. They are going to default on everything. They, a year and a half, 2 years from now, maybe longer, they are going to have a deflationary depression.
All by design.
And that's why you've got to have gold. So because the avenues are shut up to us doesn't mean you should give up.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Another short break. We'll be right back. And yes, we'll be taking your calls after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found somebody.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel with Bob Chapman sitting in, well, Robbie sitting in for John Stadtmuller, who's out doing network business this afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Canada. Hey, Dave.
Thank you, Robbie. How are you tonight?
Can't complain, brother.
Man, it's 60 degrees up here in Canada. I've got all my gardens rototilled, but there's still ice on the river, but it's a great day.
Yes.
Now, last week, we were notified by CBC Radio that they want to change the Canadian dollar into this polymer dollar, and they contribute it to, they didn't want to continue using our paper script in case of H1N1, the swine flu virus, being transferred through our paper script. So yeah, they're going to be changing the dollar. And a lot of us are up here looking, yeah, right. Well, you know, Bob's been talking about the devaluation two-thirds. I think that's where it's coming from, but they had to announce the polymall dollar and leave it for the swine flu. But what I can't get my head around, Bob, I asked you the question last week. Okay, I understand that J.P. Morgan Chase has two-thirds the silver market shorted. Okay, and let's just work on the silver market. When they, let's say our silver is $18 an ounce, and they devalue my paper script, then that $18 drops down to $6 in the paper script. Now, before you were saying that the silver and gold will take off once the devaluation goes down two-thirds, the silver will go up three times, or maybe even two-thirds. When it does go up, even though J.P. Morgan Chase has two-thirds the silver market shorted, which I can understand what happened with Bunker Hunts back in the 70s, because silver was up to $33, then it dropped immediately right down to $10.30, two-thirds. They shorted it to get Bunker's Hunts out. Now, with this devaluation of the dollar, are they going to sit on those shorts, let the devaluation happen, and people lose money on their script? Then, when silver goes up, they make mega bucks in shorting it, bringing it down, but taking the new script for it and not the old money? A real bonanza?
Well, how about people taking delivery?
Eh?
Supposing people decide that they want to take delivery of their long positions.
Okay.
If they want to take delivery,
yeah,
then Morgan ostensibly would have to go out and find the silver to cover. Either that or you would have a force majeure. And what they would probably do in the case of a force majeure in silver is that they would probably middle the trades. And if you were long at 17 and they were short at 18, they'd settle the trade, excuse me, at 19, they'd settle the trade at $18. That's probably what they would do, because there's not one specific large force in the market as there was with Hunt. Hunt and his group of people were one unit.
Were one unit.
Buying and taking delivery because they had the money to do that.
Right, but
now, these are individuals. Now, another thing that would happen, even in a force majeure, the entire silver market on COMEX would collapse, and no one would play there anymore.
Okay, now, with each and everybody individually, like myself and hundreds of thousands of other people that keep on taking silver as the metal right in hand, and JP only having the paper, that will collapse them, will it not?
Absolutely. But it's not J.P. Morgan Chase. They are the instrument. It's the American taxpayer, the United States government, the Treasury Department, who is short the silver market along with the Fed.
Oh.
And the losses will accrue to the American public. But they're not going to tell anybody that until it happens.
Wow.
And the same thing is true with all the loans that they gave out to the banks, the brokerage houses, the insurance companies. And most people don't even know about the insurance company. Seven major insurance companies took down $2 to $3 billion each. But they're broke, too. They're all running on two sets of books.
Wow.
And anybody that does any extensive research into it knows that. It's been sanctioned by the U.S. government, the Bank for International Settlements, and the FASB, which is the accounting organization. Two sets of books. I mean, that's insanity. But they're doing it.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you, Robbie.
All right, my friend. Keep warm there in Canada. We'll take another short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll give you the Tuesday Bob Chapman special and also help answer some questions. I'm not sure what question Henry has, but let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Hey, Henry.
Hi, hello?
Hi, Henry, you're up.
Okay, yeah. A couple of questions for Chapman. I want to find out what's going on in... Sorry to scratching me, just try to fix that. Okay, all right, I want to... All right, good, better. I want to find out what's going on... I'll change the wire. I want to find out what's going on in Europe, because I heard you on another show talking about stuff with Germany, and I want to know what's going on as far as... you know, situation with Germany and the EU. And I have another question after that. Go ahead.
Well, the Germans have said, look, these people, from the very beginning in Greece and Italy, too, should have never been accepted into the Eurozone. And
right,
they
Italians,
were, and we looked the up.
Right, the Italians lied to get in. Right.
Yeah. And so we're not going to bail them out. You know, why should we in the Eurozone take on that burden? So bring in the IMF and let the rest of the nations partake in the bailout and pay for it, and let the IMF put in their austerity program. This is a stopgap measure. This is only meant to last a year, 2 years, maybe three, because it is my feeling that there will be a multilateral devaluation of currencies, the repudiation of debt among nations, and that's coming. And 19 nations are bankrupt, including the United States and Great Britain.
All right, what about
Norway? What will happen?
Well, go ahead. Don't finish. Go ahead. No, sorry. I don't want to end.
And
ahead.
What will happen is that we will announce that these nations are bankrupt, but there'll be probably more of them by then, and there may be as many as 50 or 100. And everybody will do it together, so there won't be any finger-pointing that, oh, you know, you went under, and then you went under, and they went under, and they're going to do it all together. And at the same time, they're going to take the money and credit out of the system that they can, and they're going to let it collapse.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a deflationary depression. That's where this is all headed.
Well, if you
and
have
that's
a debate-
why they started with Greece. Greece is a trial balloon in this episode that we're going into. This is their final push to implement the New World Order on the world while it's financially and economically on its knees.
Right, and they also saw in Business Week, too, Bloomberg Business Week, that's owned by Jews, too. It says there about the hanky-panky between... Oh, by the way, I have a beautiful article there with Angela Merkel on the cover about 3 months ago, two or three issues ago. And then they had another recent issue with Business Week where they were talking about how what the things that Goldman Sachs did with Greece from Goldman Sachs in New York. And you probably know all about it more than I do because I don't trust the mainstream media. But let me ask this. How about Norway? Because I'm seriously thinking I want to leave this country. And I'm twice between Switzerland, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Austria, Denmark, but I'm not sure about the taxes. And that's another thing, too. What countries in Central Europe would be good for trading? Because I would like to be trading stocks and commodities, because there are wealthy people that live in those European countries. Johnny Depp lives in southern France. Sting lives in England. I don't like England at all or France at all, so I'll leave them out, the Africans and all that junk. But there's got to be, even with the so-called higher taxes and whatever, and the health insurance thing wouldn't bother me. As long as it's quality, okay, not like what Obama wants to do, give people injections and make people sick with vaccines and while they replace us with Mexicans and all this work crap and, you know, the hell with the, somebody work a quarter an hour and the hell whether we become English-speaking or a white country or what, or freedom or whether we become constitutional or anything. You know, that disgusts me. But there's something that the rich do over there, even with the higher taxes. I mean, is there, outside of what's that guy, Harry Schultz, is there somebody else or that wealthy people use or the people who trade as well as business that live in Europe? There's got to be. I mean, even the taxes are higher. I mean, do you know of anything with this at all? And how is Norway as far as...
Well, first of all,
right.
In the new bill that was just passed for medical reform, there was a section in there that now allows the U.S. government to go to foreign countries and demand that they tell them whether Americans have accounts there. And if cash flow comes into the account, the bank involved is supposed to have to, because of a reciprocal agreement, take 30% of the money that flows in there and send it to the United States government in case that person owes taxes.
Right, but they didn't go after Madoff, though. Yeah, and his money, yeah, he got in Israel, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, that was the CIA Mossad operation. That's why they didn't go after it. And in time, everybody will find that out. And incidentally, I broke that story 2 weeks before it happened because I knew exactly what was going down. And so in the SEC for 11 years. Which means that they were part of it. But getting back to being an American, if you leave the country, the Internal Revenue Service is going to follow you, and the United States is going to follow you in the sense that they're going to try to access your assets. They want to steal everybody's money because they think it belongs to them. And so anybody who wants to avoid that would leave the United States and in 5 years become the citizen of another country and relinquish their American citizenship. And a lot of people with money are going to do that. Now, there's also another U.S. law that says, it was put into existence in 1996, that if you renounce your citizenship, they can still tax you on your assets if they choose to for 10 years after you renounce. So the United States, because of the way it is, the people who run the country, is one vast prison camp financially. You can't really leave easily. And so getting back to your question, there's nothing wrong with Norway if you like the cold. They have a great independent income from oil, which will continue. Switzerland is a fine place to live. I lived there for 3 years, and there's nothing wrong with that. You'll find it expensive. And Denmark will go bankrupt. They're in serious trouble right now. And you rejected France and England, so they're out. You also can choose to go to South America or Central America or Mexico. And under the economic conditions that we're facing, any nation would love to have people go and live there as long as they had money to bring with them to start a business or to retire, whatever the case is. And so there's lots of places to go to.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate the call. Let's move on. John in Texas. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was just listening to what he was saying. There is a bunch of places to go. I'm just concerned that if the money is devaluating, I'm sorry, the currency is devaluating all over. I had been researching Ecuador, and now they're on the American money system. So when it devalues there, everything else is going to devalue everywhere else, from what I've been listening to you guys about. So, I mean, there may be a place.
Well, there's a solution. There's a solution to that.
Okay.
You go to Ecuador with all your money, and let's say it's $300,000. You
right.
find out whether before you go, whether you can go down there and buy gold with it. Are you allowed to buy gold or bring gold, perhaps in the form of bullion or coins, into the country? And that's what you do.
Okay.
You don't stay in the dollar. You don't stay in the colona. You don't stay in the peso. You stay in the gold.
Right.
That's the solution. And Ecuador has a communist government. And whether that'll continue or not, I don't know.
Right.
And I would not migrate personally to a country that had a communist government, like Ecuador, Bolivia, Venezuela, and now even Uruguay, which, you know, blows my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Right, right. My initial question, I just got into what the last gentleman was saying. My initial question was, I hear you guys talking, I have some gold, about $10,000 worth of gold and silver. But I always hear you mention bullion. All mine is not in bullion, my gold, and I don't know if that matters or not.
Matters to what?
I don't know. I just saw you guys mention, y'all always mention bullion gold instead of, there's a difference between
bullion. Well, when we say bullion, we usually mean bullion coins, I think, Rob, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Having bullion itself, I don't think is a good idea, because if you have to use gold and silver for barter, it has to be in a form that's easily recognizable. Gold coins, silver coins are. And so that's the best place to be.
Right. Okay. So when
the rich people buy bullion.
Okay, because I have small denominational gold coins.
That's terrific.
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
If you're
going
to go to Ecuador, get a hold of the consulate and say, look, I have $100,000 worth of gold coins I want to bring into Ecuador. I want to migrate there. I want to get a visa. Can I bring them in with me? Well, what do I have to do? And they might say, you can't bring them in. Or they might say, all you have to do is declare them to the government, blah, blah, blah.
Right. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, John. Let's go to Bo in Florida. Hey, Bo.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on the show. Just a couple of things. I know you mentioned all the time that people should listen to or check out EaglesUp.com on the weekends, and it's absolutely true. You have to check it out on the weekends.
Well, stuff happens on the weekends for some strange reason.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly...
I mean,
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, it's amazing how quickly you get it up on that page, too.
Well, that's because I don't have a life, and I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we all appreciate it very much. Thank you. I listened to the interview by Eric King about an hour before, or a few minutes before the show started today, and just a couple of questions I had. I know they mentioned that Andrew, towards the end it was, I believe, Andrew was being contacted by some international billionaires or whatnot about... doing naked shorts on the gold. They wanted confirmation that that's what actually was going on. And I was wondering if you recall that portion of the interview, if you had any comment on that, what exactly that meant.
Did you listen to that whole thing, Bob?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, they are naked short.
Well,
that's the end of it.
Well, yeah, but obviously he was, because he is so, well, as he points out, as you well know, and a lot of people don't seem to grasp this, the gold and silver business is a very small business. And everybody who is anybody, especially in the circles that, that Andrew, was in that, all gold traders in London know all other gold traders. It's a small group of people, and they are very well connected. And so, yes, obviously, well-heeled money interests in Saudi Arabia and the Far East were very interested in speaking to Andrew. I mean, who wouldn't want to be interested in speaking to Andrew if he could tell the CFTC and the Securities and Exchange Commission 2 days before an event happened?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's like telling me, hey, Robbie, I know who's going to win the fifth race on Saturday, you know, 2 days before it happens. I'm going to be all over it like a cheap suit.
So it comes down from 40 to 1 to 15 to 1.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think along with that, they mentioned that you know, they used the term blowing up the market. And I was wondering if you had any insight as far as the qualifying that statement when they say that, you know, they cannot continue a 100 to 1 ratio anymore.
Well, sure.
Eventually, it'll blow up. What does that mean? That just that use of that facility in order to trade the commodity would blow up, or the market itself?
No, I think, and what I found also rather amusing about the interview was Andrew mentioned that he had been following Ted Butler for many years.
Yes.
But didn't pay too much attention to exactly what he was saying until he could start to connect the dots for himself.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like the same progression I've been through. I've read Ted Butler for many years. I have a slight bias because he obviously is a spokesman for another gold company. But after a while, I started to realize that Ted knew what he was talking about, and it wasn't up until actually this year when I actually got to meet Ted in person at the Hard Asset Conference here in Phoenix, that he's a really smart guy. He knows his stuff, and he's a really nice guy. But what he is talking about, and what Andrew is talking about, where the market is going to blow up, is going to be where the commercial interests in gold and silver, in other words, the manufacturers that require gold and silver, well, silver in particular, not so much gold, when these manufacturers start having problems getting delivery of silver, because then that's when the whole ball game is going to blow up. When the reality finally sets in of how much gold and silver there actually really is out there, as opposed to the illusion that we have with GLD and SLV and paper gold and silver. Because as he points out, the ratio is 100 to 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you think that would probably come to fruition once people who are looking at taking physical delivery of what they consider theirs for other purposes other than industrial is when it's going to come.
Oh, sure. And I think Bob would agree. Bob, if everybody that held an SLV contract or a GLD contract all collectively decided to test the system and demand delivery, game over.
Well, my guess is that a good deal of the and this is why GLD and SLV were created. A good deal of their physical has been lent to the U.S. government to manipulate the market, and they're using derivatives to cover their positions. And in the SLV contract, it explains how they can do that, but not in the GLD contract, and they won't get a proper audit, so we don't know what they're doing.
We'll be back after this.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806. Report
for this Tuesday. The Tuesday Bob Chapman special is the Swiss Helvetia 20 franc gold coin. It's a fifth of an ounce, minted between 1897 and 1930. Contains 0.1867 ounces of pure gold. And your price is $249. Other people within the industry sell it for $485, but we are a little bit more honest than they are. $249, you can buy 5 or 10 or 15, but if you buy 20, You will receive a free year subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension if you already get it, and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN, and all you have to do is call RTG at 1-800-691-7898. And just a quick programming reminder, coming up on the flip side, in an hour from now, we will play you the entire Andrew Maguire interview in its entirety. It is what I would refer to as a riveting interview. It's a huge story, which amazes me has not been covered, even mentioned in the mainstream press. Let's go to Greg in Colorado. Hey, Greg.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? I just wanted to make a couple comments that might instill a little hope in everybody's hearts and minds. What I'm doing for real money is I got myself a little microscope, a little illuminated microscope, and I'm looking around for high-grade silver ore, crushing it, and I'm refining my own silver. So far, I got a little over 60 ounces in about a month. I'm also toying with the idea of, rather than moving, why should I move away when there's a place full of silver here, expatriating from the 14th Amendment back into the Constitutional Republic by using 15 statute at large, which is the Expatriation Act. What do you think of those ideas?
Well, are you panning?
No, I'm crushing ore, and I'm dragging the silver out of the ore with nitric acid. And I'm getting a load of silver.
Well, be careful for the EPA, brother.
I got myself oxygen masks. I got myself fans. I got myself rubber gloves, aprons, rubber shoes.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because you are putting physical labor into 1 ounce of silver, do you now really appreciate the price of $18 for 1 ounce of silver?
I sure do. I bought my silver when it was $10 an ounce, and I spent every damn fake dollar I had on it, yep, on silver and freeze-dried food. So I got myself plenty of coinage, and now I'm working on getting myself plenty of silver, high-grade silver ore. I got about 10 tons of high-grade silver ore in the backyard, and I'm squeezing every bit of silver I can out of it.
Well, there you go. Hey, thanks. Huh? Thanks, Greg. Great way to go, brother.
Good idea. Just takes a little work.
Yep, absolutely.
But the Expatriation Act.
All right. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. Well, this hour went fast, Bob.
It sure did.
Didn't even get to talk about the miners in that hour, which is...
Oh, well.
Well, we'll have to save it for the next.
We can't have it all.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after this break. This is the National Intel Report, Robbie Noel with Bob Chapman, and we'll take the top of the hour break. Be right back.
With recent